Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by American Tourist Travel. For all your travel needs, contact American Tourist Travel at americantouristtravel.com. The show is also being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area, Elite Vacation Homes is the place to go. They have homes from 2 to 6 bedrooms, they have pools, they have game rooms, and they have outside barbecues. So contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. The show is also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for Disney World, Universal, SeaWorld, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And our last sponsor is David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you need to rent a DVC hotel, if you want to stay at the Boardwalk, the Yacht and Beach Club, Animal Kingdom Lodge, Contemporary, contact David's at davidsvacationclubrentals.com. And now on with the show. Buddy Dan, hey Dan, pull up a stool.
Hey Doug, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing wonderful. Computer's working great. Everything is wonderful in the world of Doug in New Jersey.
Everything is awesome.
Oh yeah, work is great. I never don't have a thing to complain about.
There you go.
How about you, Dan?
Nah, things are good. Midweek here and working through another work week and looking forward to talking some Disney with you tonight.
Yeah, me too. I'm talking so much tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, you're not being sarcastic at all.
No. Thank God I have my Disney to talk about.
There you go.
If I didn't have a reputation as Disney Doug, I might have trouble.
I know the other side of you off the air, but we won't go into that.
No, I'm a sweetheart on and off, buddy.
There you go.
So we got a little news, Dan. Why don't you fill us in? This is we're recording during the week, so we usually don't do news, but it's a little special report. Read the special report on some food news, Dan.
Yeah, Twitter was a flutter this afternoon. On the Disney Parks blog, they released information about a new dining location in Disney Springs. I've decided that it's now Disney Springs, whether it's officially been deemed that or not. That's what I'm calling it. But anyways, the name of this new bar/restaurant is Jock Lindsay's Hangar Bar, and it's going to open this fall. And its location will be between Paradiso 37 and the newly opened Boathouse. And it actually is, it's that building, anybody that's been down there the last 9 months or so, where that, you see the boat hanging off the side of the building, that's the structure that is going to house this new Jock Lindsay's Hangar Bar. So this was interesting in a couple ways, in my view. One is that, to my knowledge, this totally came out of nowhere. Nobody that I follow on Twitter or Facebook or read their blogs or listen to their podcasts has had a sniff of this. This just was released by Disney today, which is great. It's a new Disney-owned and operated food and beverage offering, and it's been basically under construction for quite some time now. So this is exciting news. We knew there'd be more stuff down there, but to get the actual name and theme of the restaurant, which, again, I wasn't even aware of this. I've watched the Indiana Jones movies, but I didn't realize that Jock Lindsay was affiliated with that franchise, but he is, and he, I guess, plays a, not a vital role, but he's a character in the movies.
Yeah, well, I hope Indiana Jones ain't flying my plane after he went to Jock Lindsay's and had a few.
Right.
But, yeah, it's cool. I mean, it's something else. I'm happy with this. I can guarantee you I'll enjoy this Indiana Jones more than the show over at the studios.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting that you say that, too, Doug, because I don't know if that would have any bearing on whether they replace that or update it or get rid of it. I mean, Indiana Jones is an older franchise, and we've all assumed in the Disney community that that's going to go away as part of the Star Wars, Pixar, Marvel, whatever changes coming to the studios. But given the fact that they're going to have this restaurant that's tied to that franchise, and the fact that I have heard that they are going to make another Indiana Jones movie, I think I heard that, you know, there's going to be a new actor playing Indiana Jones. But anyways, it's just interesting. Disney owns this franchise. I think they acquired it as part of the Star Wars acquisition as well. It was kind of a throw-in, if you will, from Lucas. But it's interesting. This may or may not play into potential, you know, like I said, retheming of the Indiana Jones stunt spectacular over at the studios, or maybe they put a new attraction in or do something like they have out in Disneyland with the Indiana Jones attraction.
Yeah, well, that one's just like kind of like Dinosaur. I hope they kind of do something totally different, and because I don't want to see the stage show anymore. I know it's new to people who, you know, guests who've just gone once or maybe twice and didn't get to see it, but I mean, if you're a Disney fan like us, has been there that many times, it's like the only time I sit through it, if I'm with somebody who's never seen it, and that's rare now. Do you know anybody who hasn't seen it or even wants to see it?
No, you're right. First or second timers to, you know, the studios of Walt Disney World. I mean, it is a good show in
it's
and
not
of junk. Itself.
I mean, the first time I seen it, I was blown away.
Right, right.
The second time I seen it, I thought it was really good. The third time I seen it, I was over it. Then the fourth and fifth, it was like, I'm sitting here for you.
Right.
You know, and the only thing I'm sad about is I didn't have my iPhone the last time I watched it, because I'd have been texting and tweeting, and it would have been even better. Because I could have been a good host, let my father and whoever else see it, you know what I mean, and then been on my iPhone. But no, instead I got stuck saying, please don't let him get run over by the ball. Please don't let him get run over by the ball. I know he don't get run over by the ball. But, you know, I'm over it. But I'm excited about this restaurant. I'm looking forward to it. And the biggest thing I'm excited about is that it's Disney-owned. It's nice to see them actually building something as far as a food and beverage establishment.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The Imagineers, you know, worked on this. And I had read somewhere this afternoon, I don't think it was part of the official Disney Parks release, but it's going to be not like Trader Sam's, but there are going to be features within the restaurant slash bar where if you order a certain thing, something will happen, and there'll be some sort of, you know, some sort of feature that happens within the restaurant.
Well,
so
kind of like Convolution, the Adventure Club.
Yeah. Exactly. And
they're going to try to get that crowd over there, kind of make it like a hangout.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe
hangar,
it'll be
hangout.
Like a cult.
See what I did there?
Yeah, there you go. kind of like a cult following, if they can get that. But, yeah, it's going to be seating for 150, and the venue will feature unique cocktails such as the Jovito Mojito and the Barsal Cabrenta Pisco, fresh lime juice and simple syrup. And it's going to have small plates such as Air Pirates Everything Pretzels with house-made mustard and beer cheese fondue.
Yeah, so it goes on the dining plan and no longer have small plates.
Right. The design team has gone to great lengths to ensure that every element from the propeller-based ceiling fans to the driving bell booth to the rolling boulder meatballs on the menu fits within the storyline.
Yeah.
So they're really going to theme this up pretty good. So, I've watched the Indiana Jones movies. I've seen the show down there many a times, but I wouldn't say I'm a huge fan or, you know.
Same thing with both of us with Star Wars. We both appreciate the films. We like the films.
Right.
I won't be running out to the movies to see the new one, but when it comes on demand or on DVR where I can record, I will watch it. You know what I'm saying? Netflix, I will be watching it immediately, but I'm not going to go out and pay for it.
Right. But again, it's something new, something different, and it adds to the stable of, premium restaurants, if you will, that are opening up down there at Downtown Disney. So it's all good. I'm excited about this and look forward to hearing more about it as the plans unfold and some of these things, we start to learn about what's going to be in there. Because right now on the Disney Parks blog, there are, like artist renderings of what it's going to look like. But I'm sure over the summer we'll maybe see some pictures of the construction. And who knows, maybe even at the D23 event, maybe we'll get some more detailed information. But
we'll get our buddy John Peters to do some research for us when he's down there in the next month.
Yeah, there you go. Maybe we can you can hook us up with some pictures over the construction wall or something.
Yeah, he's going to do a recon for us because he's going to be down there. He has dinner at the boathouse coming up and dinner at Cape May Cafe. We're going to do a trip report with him, and maybe while he's down there, we can get him to do a little sneaky peek over there for us. All I know is another place to park your butt downtown now, which I can't wait for in the Springs. And I can guarantee you I will be seeing those boulders rolling in the hangar before I ever see it at Indiana Jones Stunt Spectacular again.
Well, you know, sometimes the giant boulder gets stuck and it doesn't come down at all. So I hope if you order the meatballs, they actually roll on your plate so you get them.
I guarantee they will, because if not, I'll be barking.
There you go.
So what we're going to do tonight to continue with food, we're going to do a little dining, the WDW Main Street dining plan over at the Animal Kingdom Lodge. We're going to cover what we would do for breakfast, lunch, and dinner if we're going to just spend the day at the resort and not go to the parks.
Right, and in this, we'll obviously, Animal Kingdom Lodge, we include Kandani Village as well, correct?
Exactly, yes. The whole thing, just like we do when we eventually do Contemporary, we'll do Bay Lake Tower, the whole property. Like Riverside, we can even do French Quarter if you want to combine them two, because they're considered the same resort now.
Well, just making sure, because one of us doesn't follow directions well and included the Swan and Dolphin and the Yacht and Beach Club with the boardwalk. So I'm just making sure.
Yeah, that was you, but it's
yeah,
okay.
I know. No,
it's okay, but I set the rules. Kandani Village counts, all the restaurants. Because if you hit the Animal Kingdom Lodge, all these restaurants come up. When you hit Boardwalk, Cape May Cafe did not come up, I guarantee you.
All right, I didn't follow instructions, I know.
Okay, well, where are you going for breakfast, my friend? We woke up, we walked out, we seen the penguins. Listen to
yeah.
me, where am I at? In Africa? In Alaska?
Yeah,
well, Antarctica. We woke up, we seen the pelicans, the pink pelicans, and it's morning time. Where are you going for breakfast?
Maybe flamingos, not pelicans.
No, mine are pelicans. I got pink pelicans.
All right,
go ahead.
They're eating the shrimp, too, then.
Exactly. That's why they're pink. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, for breakfast, I am going to go over to Boma. And I struggled because I was going to go to Mara, but I decided to go in another direction. I've never eaten breakfast at Boma. I've had dinner there, and it was awesome. But I was looking at the menu, and I decided, you know what, seeing how money is no object and we can do whatever we want, I was going to go to Boma. So this is I guess you'd call it a buffet, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's a buffet. It's a full-service buffet.
Okay. You know, adult prices range from $20.23 to $24.49. And it says here that the meal prices are varied based on the time of year, peak season versus regular season, or even the day of the week, weekday versus weekend, which I think is pretty interesting.
Insane.
That they would split hairs and you know, charge.
And it's a pretty big margin, $4.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know. That just seems crazy to me. But anyways, that's what the notation says here under the on Deb Will's site, you know, allears.net. But anyways, so, you know, between $20 and $25 for an adult, and it's $11.71 to $13.84 for children. They do accept the Disney Rewards Visa, Disney Vacation Club. You get 10% with either of those, and then if you have tables in Wonderland, you can get you around 20% off. But pretty expansive buffet offerings, as you might expect.
I think
fruits.
It's the best buffet on property myself.
Okay, well. We'll go through a few of the menu items. We won't go through them all, but, you know, they got fresh fruits, seasonal fresh fruits, cantaloupe, honeydew, mango, papaya, grapes, strawberries, and pineapple. You got pastries. You got your traditional bacon, sausage, and ham. Boba Thai, corn, beef, eggs, cream, potato, and onions. And Boba Thai, I guess that's a traditional African-type food because I know at Food and Wine I've had that a couple of times at the kiosk. But I don't think it was exactly this, but it was a beef-based, you know, it came in like a, not a taco shell, but some sort of, you know, bread, you know, folded up bread.
It's kind of like a pita.
Yeah, there you go. Better description. Thank you. But it's very, very tasty. I remember,
they are.
Yeah, I remember saying, eh, I don't know about this. But once I got one of those, I said, wow, these are excellent. So you can get the boba thai for breakfast. Obviously, cereals, corned beef hash, French toast, bread pudding, omelets, pancakes, all your traditional breakfast offerings that you could think of. And maybe, Doug, you can speak to this. Do they have stuff that's maybe spiced, African spiced, or something a little different than you'd get at a traditional, you know, regular breakfast at Walt Disney World?
Yeah, some of the specialties, like the boba thai with the corned beef hash and stuff mm-hmm. like that. But most of the regular stuff, they keep pretty basic because they know kids are going here. You know what I'm saying? And they know they don't want to push you away. It's not as bad as what, going over to Jiko is. Now, Jiko is the full African experience with the culture of the food there. Where here, it's a little bit more down the middle, down the neutral side, if you follow me.
Yeah, I mean, there's not like a lot of curry or in the eggs or something like that.
No.
Because, again, I like a little curry, but if it's overpowering, that would not be appealing to me.
No, unless you go off, like I said, if you get the boba thai or something like that, it has a little bit. But if you're going strictly with the meat and potato kind of deal, you're getting strictly Disney fare. Well, what I like is the almond bear claws are very good, and that's the thing they have is, I mean, besides muffins and the breads, the almond bear claws, you got assortments of cream cheeses. I mean, it's a really extensive bagels, all kind of stuff. It's a really expansive menu here.
Yeah, I mean, I guess for $25 a pop, they would have to offer, you know, some things off the beaten path, if you will. But, you know, traditionally at all the Disney buffets, breakfast or dinner, lunch, whatever it is, you know, I've never felt that they've been stingy on the offerings. I mean, usually they have more than enough stuff. And, you know, even if you did go back for seconds or whatever, you could probably, you know, get some other stuff that you didn't have the first time. So, looking at the menu here, it does. It looks pretty expansive. And again, for those coffee lovers, they do offer a press pot of Kenyan coffee, although it is extra, so that's not included in your $25 or whatever you pay for.
What do you expect for $25, man?
Yeah, you're not getting coffee too. That's out of the question.
No. But they do also, the vegetable and meat lovers breakfast pizzas are pretty good too.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it looks interesting. Like I said, I've never personally ate here, but this is definitely on the bucket list. I got to get over here and try
this.
I
highly recommend it. I've had lunch there.
Okay.
But,
well, maybe you're going there for lunch, too. We don't know yet.
No, because I've been there already, so I'm shaking up. Now, me and Brenda's doing our traditional thing. I'm going to go to tomorrow for breakfast. And I know how we always say that the deluxes don't have, like, a food court.
Right.
But you've been over to this lodge. You've been in the Mara before, haven't you?
I've eaten there several times, and I'm going to talk about that when my lunch comes up. But they'll go right ahead.
Now, wouldn't you say that's kind of close to a food court kind of setting?
Oh, it absolutely is. In fact, I would call it a food court. I mean,
I guess you'd call it a cafeteria. A little better, because it doesn't have all the different stations. It's all at one station, basically, like a cafeteria. But I would say this is kind of like a food court / cafeteria, and that's what makes the Animal Kingdom Lodge special to me.
No, I would totally agree with you. It's unique in that way, and that you're right. It is at one of the, the premium resorts or whatever you want to call them. And it's certainly, you know, it isn't as expansive as what you might find even at Pop Century or Port Orleans Riverside, like you said, with the four or five or six different stations. But the menu is varied and, you know, like you said, you grab a tray, you go up, get your stuff. There's refrigerators on the side where you can get your drinks and different things. So it's the next best thing to a food court at one of the moderate or value resorts. Absolutely.
Absolutely. That's what I love about this resort. So to get into it, you have like your side dishes. You have assorted cereals, bacon, biscuits, gravy, breakfast potatoes, oatmeal, Quino and sausage, which is, and then for children, you got kids cereal breakfast box, which is frosted flakes, apple slices, peanut butter, and a choice of small low fat milk or bottled water. And then you got the kids' breakfast platter, which is scrambled eggs, bacon, and grapes. And then a Mickey-shaped waffles, which you have at all your normal food courts. Wouldn't you agree?
And absolutely.
Then the bakery has bagels, chocolate croissants, cinnamon rolls, regular croissants, danishes, freshly baked cookies, muffins, scones. Sounds just like what you get at all the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
Specialty cupcakes and a variety, wide variety of other baked goods that you don't know until you know what's special for that morning. But what I'm going to end up getting is I'm bringing it back to the room so Brenda can just chill. I'm going to get our normal bounty platter, which is scrambled eggs, breakfast potatoes, bacon, sausage, small Mickey-shaped waffles, and a biscuit. Take it back to the room. We're just staying at the resort for the day. We're just going to chill in the room and relax and eat our breakfast together and get ready to go to the pool.
Or you can go out on your balcony and look at the animals on the savannah, right?
Absolutely. Or we have a pool view on this trip. We couldn't afford the savannah view, so we did the pool view, which I like anyway. That was mine the times that I've been there, the last
All right.
time I've been there. I like the pool view.
Well, you can look at the fat guys from Maryland that are swimming in the pool then.
No.
Sorry
no.
about our listeners from Maryland. Just kidding. I had to pick a state.
Yeah, it's okay. But yeah, they have the Babatai platter, which is traditional African dish with ground meat seasoned and an egg custard baked on top, served with papa and chaka alaska. Now, chaka alaska, I don't even know what that is, but I would love to try it. So that's you have to do that on your next trip then.
Okay. If you can pronounce it correctly, I'll try it on my
there
next trip. Because I have no idea if you pronounce it right or not.
I did then.
All right.
There's a lot of offerings here. And I do like that. I love that. That's one of those aspects I love about this resort. When I do stay here, I'm in and out of this place all day long. And it's right there located right behind the pool. It might as well be the pool bar, even though it's not.
Yeah, and it's kind of hidden, too. I mean, until you go to the Animal Kingdom Lodge a couple of times, I mean, at least the times I've been there, I mean, sure, there's signage, and you can easily find it. I'm not saying it's that difficult, but you're right. If you walk through the main lobby, you got to kind of go outside, and then it's tucked around to the left there, and you're right. It's adjacent to the feature pool there, but, it's kind of tucked in around the corner there.
Yeah, so I highly recommend it, but yeah, we're going to have the bounty platter. So where are you going for lunch, buddy?
For lunch, I am going to go to Mara, believe it or not. Yeah, like we haven't talked about that. But I can speak from experience for this place. Like I said, I think we've eaten there 3 or 4 times over the years, a couple times that we stayed at Kandani Village.
Let me see if I can guess what you're going to have.
All right, go ahead.
I think you're going to go with the hand-carved sandwich.
You're wrong.
Darn it. I tried.
No, that's fine. I'm actually going to tell you what I've had several times, which blew me away. I am going to have the African stew.
Good stuff.
With beef, turkey, ham, carrots, potatoes, peas, chickpeas, and raisins served over basmati rice. This is awesome. The first time we went there, I just wanted to try something different, and we'll go into some of the other offerings on the lunch/dinner menu. But this just stuck out to me, and why I tried it, I don't know, because I'm not that much of a.
You're not adventurous.
Not that much. But anyways, for whatever reason, I decided to try it, and it was simply delicious. It was seasoned.
It's awesome. I've had it.
Yeah, I don't know how to describe it. I mean, it's not your typical, beef stew, if you will, although similar in texture and some of the ingredients. But there is some African spices in there. Nothing outrageous or over the top where it's, not good, obviously. But I had this once, and I think I've gotten it 2 or 3 times because I just keep going back to it because it was so awesome.
It's filling, too, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And again, it's surprising, not surprisingly good, but it's just something that, I wouldn't think I would have liked. And I'm so glad that I tried it because, of course, you can get your normal, Angus bacon cheeseburger or chicken nuggets and some of the other things that you can probably get anywhere else on property. But they do offer some things that are specific to this this eatery, if you will, and this is one of those items that is really, really good.
Well, I'll tell you, I had 3 things from here too for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
But all me and Brenda actually, we ate their African stew, and she got the chicken pita, and we kind of split it, which worked good together.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was very good. And then the other thing I had, but I only ate half of it because it was so filling, I had to try it. And it was actually during, I was watching the Eagles and the Jacksonville Jaguars game. We were down there on vacation. I actually had the African chili cheese hot dog. And that was very, very good.
Wow.
That was very, very good with the French fries and all. But that chili cheese was very, very good. I mean, I ate half, maybe three quarters of it because it's filling. It's not grapefruit, but I just wanted to taste it.
Right.
And it had a little kick to it, and it was very, very good.
Yeah, I mean, everything I've ever had there has been good. And you mentioned the flatbreads. They offer a pepperoni flatbread, a vegetable flatbread, barbecue chicken flatbread. I mean, I've had, I can't remember which specific one I've had, but the ones that I had there, I remember being very, very good. So,
well, the zucchini, the roasted zucchini on the vegetable flatbread is awesome.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, you can get some things that are off the beaten path here, and price-wise, they're, you know, pretty much in line with what you would expect to pay.
For
to
20
food
bucks,
good.
Two of you could eat.
Oh, easy. Yeah.
That's a good thing. 20 bucks, you have lunch. That's not bad on Disney property. And like you said, it's something different. Like, you know, you get it, you come home, you say, I had this African stew. It's something that you talk about that you feel like you tried something new.
Right. Like I said, you know, I always have at least a one or two Angus, you know, burgers on property while I'm there for the week. But I wouldn't use my, you know, having the bacon cheeseburger at this particular location. I'd go for something different and save that for, you know, somewhere else on property that offers that something similar. And the other thing here that I don't see on the menu, although they do just say assorted bakery items, you can get the zebra domes. They're actually in the cooler on the side where you get your drinks and your fruit and your grapes and all that type stuff. But I will interject here. Have you ever had zebra domes?
No, I have not. Okay. I meant to try them the last time we were down there, and I didn't get to.
Well,
I was stuffed. No dessert could fit in me.
Well, you think I'm going in a certain direction, and I'm going in another. These are very popular. People rave about them, and you always hear, or at least I do, and I'm sure you have, zebra domes. Oh, they're awesome. I think they're the most ridiculous things. I hate them. they're just not my thing. I can't explain it. They're supposed to be a sweet bakery item, but the flavor is weird. I can't even explain it. But I got them there because of all the hubbub about zebra domes, and we brought them back to the room and we threw them in the refrigerator. We were staying at DVC, and I remember we broke them out, you know, at night, 9, 10 o'clock or whatever it was, and I was just like, what is all the fuss about? These are not that good. So maybe some of our listeners are upset at me right now or think I'm crazy, but I'm not a fan of the zebra domes.
No, I hear you. I'm going to have to try them. We meant to multiple times, but we didn't. So I even though you said they're bad, now I want to try it more just so I can say I tried it.
Yeah, no, what you're talking about. Absolutely, try them. I mean, maybe they're you know, your palate will like them. It's just something that I just, you know, I don't understand what all the fuss is about because I just don't think they're that great. But that's just my opinion.
I hear you.
So where are you going for lunch, right?
Yeah, I'm going over to Sana'a. I'm going to go over there. I want to see the wrought iron view out the window into the Savannah. And we're going to start it off with the Indian-style bread service. Have you ever tried that? Have you heard about that?
I've heard about it. I've never had it.
No, me neither, and I want to try this. And what it is, your choice of three breads and three accompaniments. And they have all different sides. Your bread choices are naan, garlic, ginger naan, spice naan, onion kulcha, and then you get the chips, the falafel chips. And then it also has these red chili. Then the accompaniments are red chili sambal, cucumber riata, coriander chutney, mango chutney, coconut chutney, garlic pickle, spicy jalapeno lime pickle, roasted red bell pepper hummus, which you know we would get.
Yeah.
And then the terminide tamarind chutney. So I really like to try this. I've heard really good things about it. You know what I mean? So that's what we would start off with. And then I'm going to have for my main dish, I'm going to have the tandoori shrimp signature sandwich from the Tandooran Ovens. Wow. Which is all these are baked. They're in like major pizza kind of ovens, kind of like over at Chico, from what everything I understand about it. And it's served open face on naan bread, minta greens, tomatoes, onions, and cucumber ricotta. I think that really sounds good. I wouldn't mind having a trying it. I can honestly say I have never had a shrimp sandwich. Have you?
No, and shrimp and bread just, to me, doesn't seem to go together, but I don't know. I'd have to try it.
Well, I think what they're going to do is, I think it's kind of, because I really want to try this, and my next trip down, this is one of the restaurants I want to go to. And I think what they do with it is make it like they do the lobster salad over at the Columbia Harbor House or something. You know what I mean? I'm sure they make it into some kind of salad. It's just not whole shrimp.
Yeah, okay. That sounds better if it was in some sort of the consistency of what you just described, because you're right. Just chucking a bunch of shrimp into a roll or something like that just doesn't sound appealing.
Yeah, so this is what I think it is, and I've heard rave reviews about it. And then they have the same thing. You have a tandoori chicken, and then you have the Sanaa burger, which this is I was on the fence with, but I wanted to go with the shrimp because I don't get to eat as much seafood as I like at home.
Right.
The Sanaa burger, but I've heard about this. Me and Brenda might have to get it to split it. It's a signature sandwich from the Tandooran Oven. So it's made in the ovens, but it's with a spice mustard, goat cheese, pickle shallots, and pangeir peppered ricotta. And it's these meals for lunch aren't that bad. The shrimp one is $15.99. The Sanaa burger is $13.99. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the prices aren't that bad. You can get away with a nice lunch for like $40.
Yeah, Disney World, that's not bad.
No, and the point is, that's why I went to the food court and brought back the bounty. We split the breakfast because there's no way I could eat the breakfast buffet, a sit-down at Sanaa, and then a sit-down for dinner. So that's why.
Right, right.
No, that's realistic.
Yeah, that's a good plan, absolutely.
But they have so many other things, too. They have slow-cooked and gravy, simple and well, you know, your choice of two. There's all vegetarian platters, today's substantial fish. I mean, there's a lot of different things that you wouldn't normally get at your local restaurants. That's what I like about staying here at the Animal Kingdom Lodge. There's so many different meals. There's probably, I'd say, 20, 30 things between all the different menus that you couldn't get locally.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the couple of times that we ate at Boma for dinner for that buffet. And again, if you're not adventurous and you're not into trying different things, you go, you know, you might look at the menu, or when you get up there in line, they usually have little placards in front of the food. And, you know, it has these funny names or unfamiliar names. But if you try this stuff, more often than not, it ends up being delicious. It's just that you got to get over, you know, it's not just called potato salad mm-hmm. or something, you know. That might be what it ultimately is, but it's got a, you know, an African twist to it or whatever. But, you know, most things end up being, you know, delicious if you give it a try.
Absolutely. And that's the thing. It's like you think it's going to be something scary, and 9 times out of 10 it's one of the best things you'll say I've ever had when you
right.
try the different stuff.
Right, and you have to keep in mind too, I mean, Disney knows it needs to kind of play it down the middle and appeal to the masses. Then they generally don't do things that are, you know, off the, you know, so spiced or, you know, hot or whatever that, you know, a lot of people aren't going to enjoy it. So, you know, you're better off giving things a try, because more than likely it's going to be something that you're either going to really, really love, or at least it'll be, you know, edible. It's not going to be something that you're just not going to enjoy.
Oh, absolutely. I have a funny feeling we're both eating dinner together tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to have to take the lead on this, but since it's my turn, I will go first. We're going to eat at Jiko, the cooking place, which is a signature restaurant on Disney property, and it's probably one of the I put it in with the California Grill and some of the other high-end restaurants on property. This is one that I've had, similar to the Brown Derby over at Disney Hollywood Studios. Over the years, I've had reservations here, but we ended up cutting it from the ADRs, if you will, because it just got late in the vacation and money got a little tight, and we decided to go in another direction. But
you got to really, go here.
Yeah, I know. Everybody that I talk to says you're missing out, and it's a spectacular restaurant. So I'm going to go here as part of our WDW Main Street dining plan. But I do have this on my bucket list to do in real life, hopefully sometime soon.
Oh, it's an absolutely gorgeous restaurant. I mean, it's... And all the food, the way all the presentation, the wait staff from top to bottom, it's top of the line.
Really, really.
It's incredible. I mean, it really takes you back. You feel like you're eating somewhere authentic. The whole culture is infused into this restaurant. And then you see the big open fire pizza ovens or like the African ovens. It's just a beautiful, beautiful restaurant. Like I said, the wait staff are incredible. They'll give you options. The only thing I didn't like about it, the only thing was I couldn't, the African beer just didn't float my boat.
No, it wasn't your thing, huh?
No, but maybe now that my palate has changed a little bit, I would try it again. Mm-hmm. It's just nothing really, I went to Coors Light really bad with my dinner. But besides that, I ended up getting a Pepsi and it was all good. It washed it all down. But the food was out of this world there. I mean, me and Brenda she loved her African wine. We had one of our best meals ever here.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I mean, I believe Jigo is, it's known for its inventory of African wines. They have a large, array of wines, and those that are into wine, you can get some pretty... pretty nice stuff there. I mean, I don't mind a glass of wine now and again, so that might be something that would be more in line with what I would want. But I know people that do love wine, they do rave about their ability to get some real, real nice African wines there.
Yeah, I've actually got, my palate is actually a little better. I've started to drink a little bit of wine as I've gotten older. I never liked it until this last couple years, but I found a couple things that I liked this last year. Mm-hmm. So I'd probably find something there I like. So what are you going to have, buddy?
Oh, I'm going to start out with the artisanal cheese selection, which is three tasting portions with accompaniments from around the world. I don't know what that means, but I'm sure it's three very different types of cheese. That looked good to me when I went through the menu earlier tonight. What am I getting for dinner here? I am going to go with the Senegal scallops with black-eyed pea salad, heirloom tomatoes, and roasted seafood demi-glaze.
Brenda actually got that the last time we were there, and they were out of this world.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you remember how many she got?
I think it was four really big ones.
Okay, that sounds good. Yeah. So $10 a piece. That's $40 for that.
Yeah, but, that's what I, if I can remember, Dan. I mean,
right.
Don't be emailing me, telling me I'm wrong, but that's what I remember. And they were, what she liked about them is my wife loves them caramelized, and they were caramelized perfect for her. The demi-glaze actually gave them a nice caramelization. She don't like, they don't have a glaze. If they ain't caramelized, she ain't eating them.
Right. Like I said, I don't get a lot of seafood at home because my wife and my daughter don't really like seafood, so I don't get a chance. So when I go out, when I'm down in Disney World, more often than not, I'll get a fish or a scallop or shrimp or something like that. So that just, when I looked at the menu, that just popped for me. So that's what I would get for sure.
And me and Brenda are going to start off with a taste of Africa. It's African-inspired dips, the Kobe's, poppies, and lavish and house-made naan. We've had this before. It's a bread dipping trio.
Okay.
With different, it's our dips from Jiko, if you follow me, which are really, really good. And it's just enough not to fill you. It's kind of like, as you're not getting your bread to start off, so it's kind of like the pretzel bread of Jiko for us.
There you go.
Which is very, very good. And then what I'm getting is what I've had here before is the filet mignon. I mean, that oak-grilled filet mignon is ridiculous. And the white cheddar macaroni is incredible.
Well, okay. And that does sound awesome. And I got to say that there's even, on Deb Will's site, there's even a little star next to it, and it's in blue.
The asparagus is so good. The flavors on it are ridiculous.
Okay, so if I match that up against the filet at Le Cellier, who wins?
Dude, it's a toss-up because, again, like I said on prior shows, it's just the different flavors. I would say both of them are awesome. I mean, I'd be happy with either one, and you could tell the difference between either one. I mean, they stand on their own.
Aside from flavor, I'm assuming texture and
oh, the cut, it melts in your mouth. Right, Everything is perfect. I mean, the flavors are incredible. They're ridiculous.
Right. No, the reason I ask you that, because, you know, let's just say on a one-week vacation, you said, well, you know, I'm going to have one steak over the course of my stay. And, you know, depending on where you have ADRs, whether you're at the Yachtsman Steakhouse or whether you're at Le Cellier, or in this case, whether you're at Gico, if you could only have one steak during, you know, a typical stay, you know, which one would you choose? Money aside, all that stuff.
I think next trip it would probably, if I had that choice, it would either be, because I haven't been in a while, I would probably choose Gico, because I would love to roam around the Animal Kingdom, the whole atmosphere. Right. I would take a nice night, roam out on the savannah with my wife, maybe sit down by the fire, make a whole night of it, and it could be a relaxing kind of night. You know, you're not worried about the hustle and bustle of any of the parks. You could have a beautiful, nice, romantic night over there. Like, there's a, I don't know, do you know the upper lounge that you could go and hang out
in? Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, grab a drink there, just chill. Because how gorgeous is that whole inside? That lounge is pretty big, the way it spreads across.
Yeah, it almost overlooks the, what is it, Boma there, right? The
Boma and Gico, because they're both right across from each other. You go right up the stairs there at the elevator.
Exactly. So you're right. And with the dark woods, and you're right, even in the middle of the summer or whatever, it's nice and cool in there. And it is a nice place to hang out. There's no doubt about it. You can't go wrong there. And I've heard quite a few people, you know, mention that, you know, if you and your wife were going to go out for a romantic dinner or something like that, this gets high, high marks just because of what you said, the atmosphere. And it's just a real, you know, low-key place, and it's, you know, not snooty. I mean, like California Grill, I mean, it kind of can come off as snooty sometimes. And, you know, not
we're snooty.
Yeah.
You
say snooty, I say snotty. Snotty.
There you go, buddy.
But you know what I mean.
Exactly.
Would you agree that if you were going to go for a romantic dinner, that would be a good restaurant to go to?
Absolutely. And you want to know what even makes it more romantic? It's the servers. If you get the African servers with the different accent and stuff like that, you're just something about that that puts you feel like you're in a different place. It's somewhere special.
Yeah.
So, I couldn't recommend it more. I'm just mad at myself I haven't gone here more.
Right.
But again, we just mentioned five new restaurants opening in downtown.
Right. That's it. And that's going to be tough. And that's what I was just going to say when we were talking about the steaks. I mean, we might have to throw the Boathouse steaks in there. I mean, we haven't had it yet. But I mean, from what I've seen online, people are raving about the steaks over there. So throw them into the mix. And, you know, who knows? It might be a tough choice to make as to where to get the best steak on property.
The other thing that is incredible here too, Dennis, is the Botswana style Sisiwa beef short ribs.
You've had these?
Oh, dude, they're incredible. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. We it's incredible there. I mean, you got to go there. I mean, it's good. The one thing I wanted to try, which I probably will try, is the Mazi crusted tilefish.
Mm-hmm.
Just to try something different.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
It's so, and there's so, like, everything, the great part about this is everything on there is different. Because, like, even like I said, the spices and the different things that they cook the steak with, the way the African crust on the steak, the different, it's just different.
Right.
And
right.
I highly, 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 I couldn't recommend it more.
It's one
of those deals, it would be money back guaranteed. You'll enjoy yourself then.
Yeah, I know. On my last trip, we booked at the California Grill, and I know you tried your damnedest to talk me out of it and go to Gico, and you know I got overruled, as I told you, with the rest of the family. But maybe next trip we can get over here, especially if it's just my wife and I. It'll be a little bit cheaper too.
Absolutely, and there's plenty of things on this menu she would like. She doesn't like fish. There's many things here.
Oh, yeah.
Short rib she would love. I guarantee it. Or the filet mignon if she eats steak.
Yeah, and they got the harissa chicken too with roasted vegetables, cinnamon couscous, and saffron broth. So,
oh, absolutely. And I seen these, the Nigerian spice Berkshire double cut pork chops. I seen them on when I was there, like the table next to us had them.
Right, right.
They have braised greens, ancient grain risotto, and apple butter on these pork chops. They looked. I was like, if I did it, you want to, I'll give you a taste of my filet if I can have a piece of that chop.
Right.
And I'm not, I like pork chops. I don't want to grow all the time. I have this like five mustard sauce that I put on top of it with horseradish.
Right.
And they're awesome. And I love the pork chops on the grill. I don't like them in a pan. I don't like them in oil. But there was something about these pork chops. It just looks so good, man. I just...
Right.
It's like you want everything on the menu while you're there. And then it just smells so good in there. The atmosphere is awesome. You see the flames from the kitchen. It's an open kitchen.
Right, right.
That's one of the other things that's exciting about it.
I definitely got to get over here. I mean, everything we just talked about and everything that I see on the menu, it looks like something that I would really, really, really like. So I definitely got to get over here. And just to mention, not that I have any room for dessert, but they have a milk tart, which is figs, port reduction, and goat's milk balsamic ice cream, which sounds different. I don't know if I like it, but it's definitely different than they
get. You're
gonna
like it. It's awesome. It's amazing. Did you see how it looks? It's like it's a work of art. The
yeah.
part with the little butterfly and all on it.
Yeah.
The other thing, the lavender citrus creme brulee. I mean, oh my god, the banana bread pudding's out of this world.
Oh man, that just sounds so good. I love creme brulee too. I mean.
Uh-huh.
There's several different versions, and, you know, different restaurants do a different spin. And this lavender citrus, I can't say that I've ever had one with that flavoring. But creme brulee is so good, I can't imagine this one isn't spectacular as well.
Oh, yeah. And then the chocolate and tea safari. It's a vanilla rooibos, Tanzanian chocolate cake, freeform. It's like a Kit Kat and a green tea ice cream. And it's awesome looking. It's ridiculous.
Doug, at least the green tea is healthy, right?
Exactly. But it's cool. Like, you know how you look at this menu?
Yeah.
Every one of these desserts, you're not going to get at any other resort.
Right.
You know, because it's all their own little twist to it.
Right.
The pistachio cake and then the artesian cheese selection. Like, and it's pretty cool. I don't think you're going to find cheese on a dessert platter too often.
No, I mean, I have seen that on some of the high-end restaurants. You know, sometimes after dinner, that's a good palate cleanser with port wine or something like that after dinner. So maybe, you know, the little cheese and wine might go good. But you're right. Almost every single thing on this menu, I would definitely try, and it sounds like I'd like. So I got to get over here.
You got to, because it's just different. It's something
right.
that you've never had before, and chances are you'll never eat at a restaurant like it again. It's unique. It's its own.
Yeah, and it's kind of too bad, too, that, you know, again, listen to me complain, right? We're at Disney World. How bad can it be? But, you know, if you're not staying at the Animal Kingdom Lodge or over in that
get
side.
Get a cab, like you said, Dan.
Right, right. No, I know. But the average guest, if you're staying over at Pop or you're staying over at Caribbean Beach or, you know, any of those resorts, it's a bit of a chore. It's on the outskirts of the property. And, you know, with Disney transportation, you know, if you were at one of the other theme parks or something like that, it might take you 45 minutes to get there. But, you know, if you're lucky enough to stay there or you're DVC or whatever, obviously you have a better chance at, you know, partaking in some of these restaurants. But I agree with you, Doug. It's even if you do have to take a bus or do the Dennis cab routine, it's well worth the effort to get over there, because these are world-class restaurants right there on Walt Disney property.
Yeah, well, that's one of the other things. And it's for another show, but I'll just put it out there real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's one of the other things that Disney should have for DVCers.
What's that?
I think they should have, like, transportation from resort to resort.
Hey, I'm all for that. Sign me up.
But you know what I'm saying? They should have a shuttle where, you know, if you want to go to one of the other resorts, it just goes around from resort to resort.
Right. Well, we'll save this for another show, and I forgot to mention this on my last trip, but I have another bus rant about the Swan and Dolphin, but we'll cover that on another show.
Oh, leave my Swan and Dolphin.
Oh, I was livid. My wife had to calm me down. I was so upset.
Bah, Disney humbug.
Oh, man. I was...
All right. You calm down.
Be quiet. Don't be quiet. Okay. But anyways.
Leave my Swan and Dolphin alone. They might become a sponsor one day. Stop it.
This is true.
So stop it. I've stayed there many times. I've stayed there 4 or 5 times. I love the Swan and Dolphin, or if not more.
Good, then. Get your own buses, then.
No, I'm riding your bus. I'm going to fill that bus.
I paid for DBC. I didn't pay for the Swan Dolphin, so get your own buses.
Oh, stop it.
Okay.
Anyway, please.
Let's leave on a high note.
Yes, all of our followers, we really appreciate our listenership has grown. Every week it's growing, and we really appreciate all you guys do. Thank you so much for listening. We can't believe that you listen, but thank you. Please go over to iTunes and leave us a review. We'd really, 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 really appreciate it. You got anything else, Dan?
No, that's it. Just to expand on what you said about the iTunes reviews, I know we hop on it each and every show, but it's so important for, you know, if we want to get more followers and other folks to hear our show, it moves us up in the rankings. And then when people go to iTunes and search Disney, we're more apt to pop up. And that way we can get more listeners and get more guests and do a lot more cool stuff for you guys. So if you could please take the time to do that, that's your way you can thank us for the work that we do on the show. So I echo what Doug said. Please, if you can just take 2-3 minutes and give us a review, we'd really, really appreciate it.
Well, that's going to be it for this weekday recording. We appreciate you guys. Have a great rest of the week, and we will talk to you real soon. Have a good one, Dan.
See you next time.
Bye. Well, guys, that's going to be it. Me and Dan's going to hop off our stools, pay our tab, and get on out of here. This show is brought to you by our fine sponsors, American Tourist Travel. For all your travel needs, contact American Tourist Travel at 856-227-9200. If you need a nice home in the Central Florida area to go visit Disney, Universal, or any of the fine amusement parks, and you want to stay outside the parks, contact the Elite Vacation Homes at 888-510-6679. They have a home to fit any size family. If you need a scooter in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at 855-939-7266. And if you want to rent a vacation club on Disney property, contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at 800-610-5791. And you can also find all of our fine sponsors at our website at www.magicalmainstreetmemories.com. And please, guys, go give us a review over on iTunes. That's going to be it. Thanks again, and thanks for listening. We will see you next time. Bye-bye.